KUMD begins our coverage of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon by hearkening back to something fascinating that happened last year. For the first year, the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon became part of kind of a coalition of other sled dog races in Europe. It became part of this sort of sled dog race series, and it was going to be televised, and there were going to be camera people along, and there were going to be camera people following the mushers or running parallel to the mushers and photographing the whole thing. And it was really kind of a cool deal. And we haven't had a chance to catch up with her until now. Monica Hendrickson of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon joins us this morning to tell us a little bit about how the Q-Paws partnership went last year and how things are progressing this year. Hey, Monica, good morning. And I bet you're just really glad to do an interview so you can stay in one place for a couple of minutes.
Not going to lie, it's kind of nice to be toasty warm in my office working with the door shut.
For a change. For a change. Yeah. Monica, okay, I've seen your profile pictures. It's not like you don't have dogs to keep you warm.
Yes, I have good fluffy Siberian Husky at my feet right now.
Ah, there you go. That's how you get warm toes. So let's talk a little bit about the Q-Paws partnership the first year. Always, you know, bugs and things to work out, and you, you know, but how did they feel that it went? Were they pleased?
Yes, we were all really excited about last year. You know, any year, and especially when you're dealing with multiple people working on a project across multiple countries and you have language barriers, you know, you have geographic barriers, and we had never done anything like it. They had never done anything like it. You know, we had a great production team that we worked with throughout the year, and it was phenomenal. We were very pleased with, you know, how they portrayed our race. And that's always a little bit of a concern because, you know, you don't control the content. And they did a fabulous job. They really captured the essence of the sport and why our mushers do what they do and, you know, how the health of the dog. You know, our dogs are so healthy that run this sport because they're cared for generously by the musher and their handlers 365 days a year. So that they are elite athletes and they are used to running in cold. They are used to running 40 or 50 miles a day. And, you know, as a human, when you condition your body to do that, you can do it too. And so Q-Paws really captured that and brought us to a different level, meaning we have a lot of different people from around the globe that now know about Duluth, Minnesota, the North Shore of Minnesota and the sport and who the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon is. So, it, you know, we had a series that ran on CBS Sports here in the U.S. And again, it was kind of awe-inspiring to see us on a broadcast station. You know, it was a little bit of a pinch me moment. And we had great momentum. We were all excited. You know, they went up to Iditarod and it literally COVID was chasing them out of the Iditarod. And, unfortunately we lost a lot of our production and momentum because of COVID. So, obviously, there's a lot of travel restrictions and things are going to look different this year and much different than what we all had planned and hoped for. But again, like every other organization, you pivot and you figure out what can we do and how can we safely do it. So we're excited for this year. We have our crew is actually up with Frank Moll this morning. They are doing some filming. Of course, Frank Moll has Indy, the famous blind sled dog
who ran our
race last year, and he was such an inspiration to so many.
I tried to do an interview with Indy last year, and Frank kept getting in the way and,
yeah,
you know, finishing his sentences, and it was kind of a nuisance, but, well, whatever.
Yeah, you know, Frank does that.
Yeah. Oh, poor Frank, giving him a hard time this morning.
I know, he's not even here to defend himself.
Let me ask you one thing before we get back to talking about this year's race. One of the only thing that I think I heard from anybody that mushers were even the littlest bit concerned about. Mushers, of course, at this time of year, they're super focused. They're paying attention to their teams. They're paying attention to their strategy. They're paying attention to all of the things on their own mental checklists. And they're not worried about what anybody else on the planet is doing. They're super focused. But the only thing that I heard was some concern from mushers that perhaps having camera people zipping along parallel to them on the trail would be a distraction for their dogs or would maybe not be ideal. Did you hear anything last year from mushers at all about things that they liked or that they didn't like that went into the hopper for, you know, as you guys were planning at that point for a completely different 2021 race?
Yeah, sure. Not so much on the trail. You know, the teams train on trails where there's snowmobiles and people and, you know, especially our marathon teams, which is what QPAWS focuses on, because those are the teams that are running those longer distance races that are part of our race series. You know, our marathon teams, their dogs know on by and they just keep going. But what was funny to me is the complaint we got was, why do we have to talk to so many people? It's a very isolating sport, and that's what they like. They want to be on the trail with their dogs and doing what they love. The problem was when they got off the trail and they had to actually, you know, speak on camera. That got a little old for some of them. Plus, you know, they're tired, they're exhausted and they're cold and they're hungry. And, but it was kind of the running joke that, you know, who was going to roll their eyes next at having to talk to another reporter. So that was really the only, concern that popped out. And it, you know, it wasn't even a concern. It was kind of just funny. But that, you know, to be able to be on the trail and get some of the footage that we got, because those trails and even for our Bear Grease 40-mile race that runs from Duluth to Two Harbors, it's a 40-mile race and it's considered a recreational class race, but it is one of the hardest 40 miles of our trail. It's very difficult. It's hilly, you know, running those six dog teams have to run pretty hard up and down hills over and over and over. And so it's a much different training. You have to train a little bit differently if you're going to run that Bear Grease 40. And then of course, when you get up into the Sawtooth Mountain Range up near, the Lutzen area, and you start getting up into that Grand Portage area, the hills for our marathon teams are monumental. And, to be able to capture that on film, it was awesome for us as an organization, because we could finally show people, this is what it's like. This is what it's like in the woods. It's not easy. You know, and the mushers are running up the hill with their dogs to try to, you know, help the team just go a little bit further, go a little bit faster. And so it was fun to be able to capture some of that and hear what was happening on the inside. Because a lot of times we have no visibility to what's happening on the trail.
Exactly. Well, and of course, the mushers were able to train the dogs all year. You, however, were not able to train the mushers. And so with a year of social isolation behind them, doing interviews to the extent that they will be asked to do interviews is going to be even more disturbing possibly for them this year. So to the introverts among the mushers, which is most of them, hats off to you and thank you for doing your part. We'll try to make it as easy on you as we possibly can. Let me ask you just one thing about QPAWS before I let you go. Of course, there's a series of races. There's the Iditarod. The Iditarod's part of the series. There's a race in Russia.
And Norway.
Okay. So how were those races affected by COVID? Did they come, obviously, you mentioned the Iditarod. That came after the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. Were the other races before or after the Bear Grease? And how did QPAWS have to adapt during the races last year?
Sure. So the Norwegian race, what we call the Femund was immediately after the Bear Grease. So they were starting to see, you know, we were starting to hear the rumors of this virus that was going around and so contagious. And the Russian race, the Volga Quest, it runs at a similar time as well. So we were hearing rumors of it. And by the time March rolled around, you know, we all remember that fateful March of what's this COVID thing. And we were watching Iditarod, and we're a qualifier for Iditarod. So we have a lot of connections in that race. And we were like, I was panicked because I'm like, what if they have to shut the race down in the middle of the race? And, you know, and they were in remote villages. They had villages that they couldn't go into because of the elder population. So it was really, and it was a struggle communicating, you know, with our teams and where are they going? Where are they going to be? How are they going to get there? And this year, COVID struck. Both Norway and Russia are unable to run their races because the governments will not give them the permits and the access to run. So they have a similar permitting process that we have to go through here in the U.S., and they weren't granted their permits to run. So this year, the only two races in the QPAWS series right now are Bear Grease and Iditarod.
And the Iditarod is going to go ahead at this point mm-hmm. as usual. Yeah. Are they going to be changing the way that their race is conducted? Because, of course, the Iditarod, from if you've never been, I've never been, so I just rely on the pictures that I see. It's kind of like the Bear Grease writ large. There's lots and lots and lots and lots of people there cheering on mushers, handlers, volunteers, just basically it's outdoors, but basically it's just a whole bunch of people crammed together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And their race has changed significantly as well. So their ceremonial start is usually held the day before the actual race start. And that's where you see the crowds and crowds of people. So that ceremonial start won't happen. And they kind of had to make a different trail. And in fact, I was talking to Ryan Reddington, who trains down here in the U.S. He's right outside of Superior. I was talking to him because right after Bear Grease, he'll be heading back to Alaska to run the Iditarod. And he said the trails that they're going to be running are incredibly remote, you know, more remote than what Iditarod normally is, as they're, again, trying to stay out of some of those communities. And you know, it's a very large contingency that runs the Iditarod. And you start looking at the amount of handlers and race officials that have to go into any community.
Right.
And that race is so large, it's really hard for them to try to, you know, pull back the numbers of individuals that have to be there. And so their race has changed significantly like ours has. Ours, we are going with very bare bones volunteers. We're trying to do it as light as we can in terms of personnel, in order to just keep our numbers down and keep everyone distanced. And, you know, our biggest risks are the start and our checkpoints and our finishes, because there's people gathered. So we have very strict protocols in place this year. And we have in our rules, if a musher or a handler or a media, whoever, if they don't follow our protocols, they will be escorted off race property, what we call our race property, which is our event, you know, and an event insurance kind of thing, and where our permits are, you know, they're not going to be allowed back in. We're taking it that serious. And so a musher could have to leave the race if the handlers or whoever in their group, in their pod, isn't following protocol. And we have to have it that strict because we are all together for almost 7 days. And so if we're not careful from day one to day seven, you know, we certainly don't want to have anyone get sick or, you know, start spreading anything. And the mushers and all of our race officials, we all feel very strongly about it. We kind of, the interesting thing about COVID is it kind of brought our teams together. It brought, you know, a very unified voice of how we want the race to be run, including what the mushers want, what our volunteers want, what we need as a race organization. And it was very unifying, and I think we're going to see a lot of camaraderie still, but from afar. So everyone, you know, our mushers begged us this summer, you have to have this race, you have to try to have this race, and we said we will try. And as everyone knows, we weren't granted our permits until, you know, just a few days ago, literally.
Right. It was the last minute. Monica, we'll have the opportunity to talk some more about the Bear Grease tomorrow specifically, and we'll talk about some of those protocols. We'll talk about how you can enjoy the race, where you can enjoy the race, if you actually want to go in person. And we'll have the rundown on the whole thing tomorrow. In the meantime, you've had a few minutes of peace and quiet now, and so it means it's time to turn you back to the rest of the world. Yeah. And lucky you. Monica, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Thank what a treat you. Always. Thanks.
Thank you.
Monica Hendrickson is with the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. She is their marketing and communications person. She joined us this morning to fill us in on the details of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon and the Q-Paws partnership. And we'll get some links so you can find out more information up on our website a little later this morning.